Executioners or Hangmen of England, Jack Ketch, Part 2. In the same year as the Duke of Monmouth's botched execution, Jack Ketch was involved in the punishment of Titus Oates, who was the author of what is known as the Popish Plot. Now, Oates was a fanatical anti-Catholic, and he wrote a large manuscript accusing the Catholic Church authorities of approving the assassination of Charles II. The Jesuits in England were supposed to carry it out. The made-up document listed 100 Jesuits and their supporters by name. Now, nothing in the entire manuscript was true, but it still resulted in a terrible wave of anti-Catholic hysteria. Now, Oates was sentenced to be pilloried and whipped at the cart's tail from Aldgate to Newgate. Now, pilloried, you put him in a pillar, and people could throw things at him and do whatever they want to, and then, of course, you whip them. And so you would put them on a cart, and then they would move them from Aldgate to Newgate. And then you waited 2 days. After 2 days, you would again do the same thing, except you'd go from Newgate to Tyburn. If Oates was still alive after this, he would be in prison for life and then publicly pilloried 5 times a year, which basically meant being thrown to the mob. Well, he was in danger of his life on the very first day of the sentence. The next day, he was flogged so severely in front of a large crowd in London that he fainted from blood loss. 2 days later, unable to walk, he was dragged to Tyburn on a sled and flogged again. One witness said Oates was hit 1,700 strokes, and yet he survived. But he at least got to add to Jack Ketch's brutal notoriety. Now, Ketch was kept busy in the as the butcher of Tyburn with those convicted in the Popish Plot. On June the 20th, 1679, for instance, he was involved in the hanging, drawing, and quartering of a large number of Catholics, including the Jesuit priests Thomas Whitebread, William Harcourt, John Fenwick, John Gavin, and Anthony Turner. Although there was no evidence that Ketch traveled to the West Country, later that year his name became associated in popular myth with the loathsome Judge Jeffreys and his Bloody Assizes. Now, the Bloody Assizes are a series of trials that were started in Winchester on August the 25th, 1685, in the aftermath of the Battle of Sedgemoor, which ended the Monmouth Rebellion. 74 were hanged in Dorset, and 233 hanged, drawn, and quartered in Somerset. According to Macaulay's History of England, quote, "At every spot where two roads met, on every marketplace, and on every green in a large village which furnished Monmouth with soldiers, iron corpses chattered in the wind, or heads and quarters were stuck on poles, poisoning the air and making travelers sick with terror." Chattering in the irons, you frequently put the body into an iron cage and just let it rot in that particular place. Talk about that again when we get to Captain Kidd. While Jeffrey was on the bench, well, there's an old saying, it goes, "While Jeffrey's on the bench, Ketch is on the gibbet sits." It's a common saying. Now, it is possible that Ketch was called to assist and perhaps even instruct the local gang of executioners who were mustered to exact this savage retribution. If Ketch was not the servant of Judge Jeffreys on this occasion, he was certainly the servant of James II and carried out many equally barbaric executions in London. It's unusual in Europe to do the drawn and quartering thing, but England appears to be really obsessed with doing that. In 1686, Ketch insulted a sheriff and lost his job in London. He was dismissed. He moved on to Bridwell instead and remained there for a short time. The butcher, what we have is a butcher by trade. All right, so we have an executioner who was basically a meat carver. All right, his name was Posca Rose. He took Ketch's place in London. As butchery constituted a considerable part of the executioner's responsibility, this man was doubtlessly even better qualified than Ketch, although he may have actually assisted Ketch. Unfortunately, he doesn't get to keep the job very long, because on May the 28th, 1686, Rose was hanged for housebreaking and theft. This, of course, led to Ketch being reinstated. They ran out of people, I assume. We're going to bring him back. But unfortunately, not for long. Having assisted the Grim Reaper for so long, it was now time to be harvested himself. Ketch died in early December, 1686, and was buried at Clerkenwell. Now, the nickname, Jack Ketch, was commonly used by every hangman who followed him for over 100 years. So great was the hatred with which he was remembered that children were terrorized into good behavior by the threat, quote, Jack Ketch will get you, end of quote. Ketch was even introduced into the traditional Punch and Judy puppet show. Now, some of you may have seen this, or at least heard about it, where you have puppets and they beat on each other. Actually, the standard story is pretty macabre, because instead of Ketch hanging Mr. Punch, because in the Punch and Judy shows, Mr. Punch murders his wife, Judy, and their child. But when they introduce Jack Ketch hangs himself, which is a reflection of the popular content for the hangman. Ketch, more than anyone else in England, was responsible for establishing the executioner in modern times as a rogue character to be shunned by respectable society. The hangman, hence, was a subject of taboo, a manslayer who was isolated from normal human beings. Not that they're well-liked on the European continent, but they certainly have a better background with the people. Now, the sources for this are The Hangman of England by Bailey, History of Capital Punishment by Scott, The Encyclopedia of Murder by Wilson, Collin, and Pittman, The Reluctant Hangman by Attle, and The Common Hangman by Bland. Yes, I realized that it would be kind of odd if you came into my house and saw my Encyclopedia of Murder, as if I studied that for pastime for later on. At any rate, I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.